living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
Suicide is a suicide.
What is a country? The traditional definition is a state with sovereignty over a geographic area, with a permanent population, defined territory, one government, and the capacity to enter into relations with other sovereign states. So, does the United States perfectly match this description? And perhaps even more importantly, what exactly is the United States? When you say the words United States of America, you sort of assume that the country is in America, but that's not really the case. America means the continents of North and South America, but only 99.5% of the United States of America is actually located here, and 1.6% of all Americans live outside of America. Most of this non-American yet still American land is located on islands in both the Caribbean and Pacific. In the Pacific, we have Hawaii, which is the only state out of 50 to be located outside of America, and a bunch of other islands that together make up something called U.S. territory. Territories are part of the U.S. and are divided between incorporated and unincorporated territory. But they are all directly governed by Congress, which means that they are essentially ruled by what the 50 states decide, all without any representation for themselves and without the ability to even vote for president. The furthest away of these territories is Guam, which is a little chunk of America 3,633 miles away from the nearest state, Hawaii, and 7,912 miles away from the U.S. Capitol building, where the laws governing the island are decided. There are 160,000 people who live on Guam, and there are four other island territories with people on them: the Northern Mariana Islands, American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. There are eight other islands scattered around there too, but nobody lives on those, so they're not really that important. The U.S. Constitution only partially applies in all of these territories, which is getting more and more awkward all the time in a place like Puerto Rico, which has a higher population than these 21 actual states. Puerto Rico may very well someday in the future actually become the 51st state, but a place that likely won't anytime soon is this tiny island in the middle of nowhere in the Pacific. This is Palmyra Atoll, home of nobody but the only incorporated territory of the United States, meaning that the U.S. Constitution fully applies here, and anybody born here for whatever reason automatically becomes a U.S. citizen. Weirdly, the person who is given the right to administer this island is the U.S. President, which I'm sure is probably very high on the list of presidential things to be doing. The president also has to worry about some U.S. land that is contested with other countries, like these two uninhabited islands covered in bird poop that are claimed by Colombia, or these islands off the coast of Maine that are claimed by both the U.S. and Canada, which strangely means that if you were to give birth on either of them, your child would automatically gain both American and Canadian citizenship. And perhaps most controversially of all, this piece of land in Cuba called Guantanamo Bay. It's actually not a small space. Guantanamo Bay is larger than five UN-recognized sovereign states, and is about the same size as the island of Jersey between England and France. Cuba has laid claim to the territory ever since 1959, but the United States has so far decided to keep it instead. Now that's all of America that isn't actually located in America, but what about the other 99.5% of the country that we've been neglecting so far? Well, that would be the 49 states that make up the rest of the United States along with Hawaii. The states have the power to elect representatives that are sent to Congress, which creates laws for the entire union. The individual states are granted a considerable amount of power on their own by Congress, and they share this power with the federal or the national government. The states and federal government are both allowed to pass their own separate laws, which has caused a huge amount of trouble in the nation's past over which laws are more valid. The Civil War answered the question once and for all, though, however. Federal law always wins over state law. The Civil War also decided that states never have the right to leave the Union once they have joined, even today, so a state could actually vote to leave the Union, but it would not ever be recognized by the federal government. States also cannot ever declare a federal law to be invalid, but they can kind of get around that by legalizing things that the federal government has declared illegal. The most famous instance of this is marijuana, which continues to be illegal everywhere in the United States on the federal level, but has been fully legalized for all uses in the states of Nevada, Maine, Colorado, Washington, California, Massachusetts, Alaska, and Oregon. Since federal law always wins over state law, the federal government could, in theory, at any time enter any of these states with federal law enforcement and arrest the hundreds of thousands of people participating in legal state laws but illegal federal laws. The only reason why they haven't yet is just because they've decided that it isn't worth their time. But if states can ignore federal law or even legalize things that are technically illegal, then what does that say about our definition of a country, particularly the sovereignty part? Further, how many people in states identify more with their own individual state over the actual country of the United States? Despite how we just discussed earlier the illegality of secession, the states that continue to have active separatist movements regardless of that are Alaska, Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, Vermont, New Hampshire, the former Confederate States of America, and most famously, Texas. The only remotely significant ones, however, are Texas, Hawaii, and probably biggest of all, Alaska, where the Alaska Independence Party is currently polling at around 6% of the population and even got their candidate elected governor of the state back in 1990. And finally, there is one more significant way that you can challenge the definition of a country in regards to the United States, the defined territory part that we went over in the beginning. This map leaves out the numerous American Indian reservations located within the US, of which there are 326. Many of them are very small, but 12 reservations are actually larger than the state of Rhode Island, and the biggest one, the Navajo Nation Reservation, is about the same size as West Virginia, or Latvia for the Europeans watching this video, and has a population of nearly 200,000 people. Together, these reservations have a population of over 1 million people and take up a space the size of Idaho, or a little larger than Belarus. These reservations are granted something called tribal sovereignty, which gives them the rights to govern themselves within the territory of the United States. The federal government recognizes these reservations sort of like independent countries, calling them officially domestic dependent nations. They have jurisdiction over their own land and can pass laws separate or even in violation of both state and federal laws, which is why the largest casino in the world is located on one of these reservations in Oklahoma, despite the fact that gambling is illegal in Oklahoma. You can gamble anywhere on the territory of the reservation, but as soon as you step off back into state territory, it suddenly becomes instantly illegal again. Reservations sometimes even have their own courts, their own police forces, elect their own president, and even lead foreign delegations abroad as representatives not of the United States, but of the reservation. Therefore, you could actually really draw the United States to look like this if you take out all of the American Indian reservations, which are extremely independent anyway. But all of the remaining states can have their own unique laws and even disregard some federal laws that are passed by Congress. So the only territory that is 100% governed by the federal government is the city of Washington, D.C., which isn't a part of any state, and the islands that make up the U.S. territories. So that really begs the question again, what exactly is the United States, and is the United States actually a country?
The bigger you build the bonfire, the more darkness you will reveal.
At the stroke of midnight tomorrow, we will usher in a new year, which also means a lot of new laws are going to take effect across the country. A lot of them might impact you. Here to discuss, CNN senior legal analyst and former federal prosecutor, Jeffrey Toobin. Nice to have you.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the pot laws first, because these are changing, marijuana laws, in a number of states. But at the same time that Jeff Sessions is coming in, if confirmed, as attorney general, who hates these changes.
It's really an amazing and unprecedented situation. Of course, as I think most people know, Washington State and Colorado have had legal pot for several years, and I think it's generally perceived to be more or less a success. Now, two very big states, Massachusetts and California, have legalized pot, but marijuana is still illegal under federal law. Now, Eric Holder's President Obama's attorney general negotiated a deal with Colorado and Washington that said basically, if you keep it away from organized crime, if you keep it away from children, we will not interfere with legalization. But there's going to be a new sheriff in town. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the question is, what will Jeff Sessions, if he's confirmed as Attorney General, do about legal pot in what is now like a quarter of the United States population?
He can roll that back?
Well, it's not that he can roll it back. Is he can say, look, we're going to send FBI agents in and go to your stores. If you go to Colorado, it's not like it's a secret that pot is legal. They have stores that sell it. And it's a very big business. That's the other part of the
equation.
You would
think it's legal in a lot of other places.
It's not in actual stores.
But it's also actually the big issue with the federal government is the banking of it, the financing of it, what you do with the money that comes in through these businesses, because the federal government does have a say in that.
Right, and it ripples through the whole system. What do you do with banks who offer accounts to marijuana? You know, we in some states and also an increasing number of states, you have medical marijuana and you have dispensaries which sell marijuana. But in these states where it's legal, what do you do? Are the banks allowed to take deposits from these companies?
Right. He could clamp down on that.
Indeed.
And, income inequality has been a big issue on the campaign trail for the past year and a half or so. On New Year's Day, 41 states and municipalities will increase the minimum wages. What does this mean for Donald Trump? Can he try to roll this back?
I don't think there is much chance that the federal government is going to roll those back. I suppose it would be legally possible. But even Donald Trump has said, he said varying things on this issue, that he favors an increase on the minimum wage. So I don't think there will be any sort of rollback. But I do think the Congress will not be raising the national minimum wage. That much is clear.
Because that federally it hasn't changed since 2009.
A long time.
$7.25 an hour. But you're right. Trump has said a few different things. But he has said he's supportive of a $10 or so minimum wage. But somewhere where we may see him make a lot of noise and perhaps, try to do federally what they can legally is on guns. He has said protect Second Amendment rights, etc. Now California has these new restrictions coming on assault rifles.
Right. Guns is the classic issue between a red state and blue state divide. The blue states are more determined than ever to try to rein in gun violence and rein in guns. The red states are more determined than ever to relax gun restrictions. And, the red folks are in charge now in Washington, and there will certainly be no more gun restrictions passed by Congress or signed by President Trump.
I know that you're an expert on all things, so let's talk about these, because there's some very, can we call them weird laws?
You will amaze me if you're an expert on
There's a law coming in that's in, it'll soon be legal to catch catfish using a pitchfork, a spear gun, or a bow and arrow in Illinois.
Well, the interesting thing about that law is that Poppy was behind it.
Yeah.
Poppy's interest in pitchfork fishing has...
I got to get dinner on the table.
Okay. You're a tough lady.
My husband does like fish, this is true, and I can't stand it. So
yeah, I don't know anything about that, I got to say. I heard that it happened, I don't know why, but...
In Tennessee, a new law raises alcohol by volume. This allows restaurants to serve that really strong beer, because only good things can come from really strong
and serve more
beer.
Varieties, right?
Well, it's the state of Jack Daniels, so they are they're used to strong liquor.
In other news, it's a marijuana, I think I need it. Take a trip and sip a bomb. I'm alone. It's just a herb. Mind's eye, open wide, come inside. No need to hide. It's just a chronic, the marijuana. I think I need it. Take a trip and sip a bomb. Come along. It's just a herb. Mind's eye, open wide, come inside. No need to hide. It's just a chronic moment. It's like the omen, giving birth inside your chest. Invest some time in knowing what the herb can do to a man's soul. When inhaled, it takes the rest, he's impaled. I won't regret. First on top of the telephone pole with Tackle and Jekyll. I know many men who indulge in the secret ingredient. Come my way, I like that bowl and lose control over tracks. Constructed by the conductor, never stuck in a permanent high. I float around my way. Wings
chains and bins and parts that propel me to the next plateau. I go way overhead, intense with dense ideas that never change. I blow rivers of ancient teleportation sent to the nation via me, via satellite, ear to ear, from here to there. They feel the beat. Don't be shy, I'm really a quiet guy. Just try. Liquid dust for an introvert. I flirt with Mary Jane and burn her body for the feeling in a pipe. I won't complain. Marijuana, I think I need it. Take a trip and sip a bomb. Come along. It's just a honor. Mind's eye open wide, comes high. No need to hide. It's just a chronic. The marijuana, I think I need it. Take a trip and sip a bomb. Crowded room full of people having tripped out conversation. No one's up to getting over the edge. That last hit dropped the eggs from my basket. Now I'm asking.
Dude, listen, let's go outside real quick, man. What's wrong with you? Dude, I just don't have this hot.
Paranoid, quenched outside, waiting for a cigarette to bring down my high. Beware, boy, the one drunk buck, spitting in your face when he thought he doesn't give a fuck. Swing low, I crouch down below. Should've left the last hit to the homie with the tolerance. Mary Jane's the bitch they pitch when slanging sacks for back support. Barely saying I hand them 20, that'll be plenty. Relax and sport that sack in the back. When the show's in progress, my heart pressed against my chest. And the mic's in hand, I bite my bottom lip and watch them trip.
What are they saying? Pass the blunt to the left hand side. Pass the blunt to the left hand side.
Open lungs, open eyes, open hands to hold the ball, hope for the urn, turn to ashes and earn, earn your keep, and Mary won't have nowhere to sleep. There's something about Mary I can't seem to peep. Stick to the beach in the midnight hour, smoking a bowl before I go in slow-mo, creeping around the bend, not a snake in the grass or a fiend for green. Call me a fan with a hand on a pipe who likes the smell. What the hell? Likes the feeling. What you dealing?
It's the crime. I think I need to take a sip of bomb. Come along. What is it? What you got?
Is this the chronic marijuana? I think I need a hit. Take a trip, a sip up. Come along. It's just a herb. Mind's eye, open wide, come inside. No need to hide. It's just a chronic marijuana. I think I need a hit. Take a trip, a sip up. Come along. It's just a herb. Mind's eye, open wide, come inside. No need to hide. It's just a chronic.
There's only two types of people who are against drugs. There's people who have never done drugs and the people who really sucked at doing drugs. And everyone else has to suffer. That's why the whole medicinal marijuana thing. I mean, I've done some benefits for them, but first of all, I'm not a pot smoker. I've tried it, gave it plenty of opportunities. It didn't work for me. If it works for you, have at it. But just the argument where it's a pro-drug argument, but the fact that they have to say it's, you know, this is just about medicine. No, if you're going to have a pro-drug argument, start the argument where it starts. It's my business. Fuck off. I mean, you don't put that on the sign. You're going to use tact and stuff that I don't have. That's why I'm not in charge of any of those things. But, I mean, but they have to do it. The reason, it boils down to old scuff vote, and that's the problem with this country. Old scuff vote, and we don't. We have this to do. Old scuff have nothing to do but judge you and vote. They don't have to work at UPS on Super Tuesday. They have nothing to do. Hang around the polls, judge you and vote. They're bitter. Why is he smiling? It must be something wrong with you. Yeah, vote no on whatever it is he's doing. He's smiling. We don't vote, we got ish to do. Right? And that's why they have to put the argument in old people context. Don't worry, old people are going to baby boomers are going to start to die in droves, and it's a good thing. I know a lot of them are our parents, but sorry, you're going to go. Sorry, Ma, go, goodbye. Right? Yeah, your day's over, and there's new shit that you won't accept because you people do that. Now, old people, they look back at the good old days, and it was good because they were young, but they act like it was the day. No, it was because youth is good. That's gone, and you're it's not the day, and then they reject anything that's new. It's like we do with hip-hop if you're in your 30s. Oh, no, that ain't music. We had music back when 38 Special was around. Why no? Let's all try and kill ourselves for the hypocrisy, right? But that's why they use the medicinal marijuana argument, because that is, if you put it in a medical context, now old people are all sympathy and heartstrings. You know, we don't want to get high. This is really just about Jimmy with glaucoma. Bring out Milky Eye Jim. He gets to the old people, and old people see the milky eyes, and they go, my friend Fran from Normandy had milky eyes the last time I saw him, and I vote yes. Right? And it's a bullish argument, but it wastes too much time. Start the argument where it starts. I have the right to do whatever the hell I want to my own body. If it kills me slowly, happy for me, fuck you, clack, clack, stop me. Right? Start the argument, because you're wasting my time. You're gonna spend 25 years so Milky Eye Jim can get a government-subsidized bong hit of some dirt weed. I want to buy mushrooms at Walmart tomorrow. Let's, Nico, just fight this one out. All illegal narcotics are medicinal. Boredom is a disease worse than cancer. Drugs cure it. With little or no bad side effects if used as directed.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Finally, weed's legal, Ron White.
I know.
You happy about that?
Well, I've been treating it like it was legal for about 50 years, so
I me
don't
too.
Really, I don't know if it's going to have that much difference. They had medical marijuana here anyway, and I was actually using medical marijuana to get off of regular marijuana. And
how'd you do that?
That worked like a charm. It's almost like Jesus came from heaven and healed me of this regular marijuana problem that's been haunting me since I was 13 years old. And now that they've legalized recreational marijuana, I'm going to use that to wean myself from medical marijuana.
That's nice.
And I've got a plan.
You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams, or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, and stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true. There's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and take, have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms, in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
We are about to take a journey from the dawn of time to the distant future. We'll explore worlds, galaxies, space and time. Hi, I am Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I'm here to tell you how f***ing rad space is. To make this journey, we will need to use our imagination, our mind's eye, and this J I just rolled. The distance to the edge of the observable universe is 13.8 billion light years. Doesn't that make you feel small? Like nothing even matters. The closest neighbor to the Milky Way is the expansive Andromeda Galaxy. Whoa, that is a pretty weird word. Andromeda. 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 We all were created from stars. Everything is star stuff. This pizza, this cheese, and this pepperoni is stars. We all, Oh, how is that made from star? I think that's basil.
A generation ago, Carl Sagan took us on a cosmic journey unlike any other.
Who would have thought someone so chill would want to hang out with me? Just some dude.
Oh, damn it.
And now I'm here to take you on the same journey to unlock the secrets of the universe.
Woo!
What was that? I heard something. Did you hear that? Hey, did you hear that? Was that the cops? Yeah. Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop. Okay. I didn't think he was a cop. You don't have a cop face.
Well, everyone in Pennington is talking about it. Something smells like weed in that back part of the library.
No one has located the source of the weed smell, but witnesses say that it seems to come from that area of the library behind the computer desk between the magazine rack and that weird couch.
Head librarian Cookie Stevens and library volunteers Margaret Mosier and Gail Fredericks were in the middle of discussing the upcoming used book Salaganza when they smelled something strange.
So Salaganza smelled marijuana somewhere, and we're like shocked.
Yeah.
And so Doug goes, do you smell it?
Oh, I thought it was my link cuisine that I left.
It smelled something funny, like it was on fire.
We thought it was Cookie's link was on fire.
And I couldn't believe it was drugs
no,
in the library.
Gail knew what it was.
I guessed. It smelled like a Cheech and Chong or something.
Without any way to confirm that the smell was indeed weed, Cookie Stevens called her husband, Sheriff Stevens, who called in local ceramics teacher Dutch Gibbs, who lived in Seattle for a few months in the 70s.
Yeah, that's weed.
Sheriff Stevens has begun compiling a list of potential suspects, including that boy Lance, who has girl hair and hangs out down by the quarry, Greg Fromke, who was spotted this evening really going to town on some potato skins at Steaky Jake's Steakhouse, and Mr. Thompson. Luckily, one young reading enthusiast seemed unperturbed by the illicit smell.
I hear a lot of people talking about it. I mean, I don't smell anything. I mean, I don't smell anything. I really, really, really love the library.
The weed smell comes on the heels of last month's discovery of a gigantic pair of women's underpants in the children's fiction section. According to Stevens, that case remains open as well. Well, too bad it wasn't meth. It just could have had you come down and sniff it out, huh, Kathy?
Each Randall, I'm in recovery.
It's all good though.
say no to the chronic. Oh no, we can't say no. We can't say no. The only serious seriously is it's the chronic, you see. Can't say no. The only serious seriousness is it's a chronic, you see.
I do, Tiff.
What?
I know, all right.
But do you know what they do?
Sure.
What?
Make you act funny.
Yeah, well.
Well, what?
You know what kinds there are?
Kinds of what?
Drugs.
I know.
You know you can smoke them?
Sure, like a cigarette.
And you can take them like a pill, too. And you can sniff them.
You can what?
Sniff them. Smell them like a flower.
Come on.
It's the truth. And you can stick them in your arm with a needle.
A needle?
A big old needle.
Not me, boy.
What if you had to?
Why would I have to?
Because.
Because what?
Well, I mean,
what?
Drugs are like that.
Reefer, man. This is good. Every time I reefer, man, I have some good weed. And when I come back that afternoon, he don't ever help none. I want to know what kind of motherfucking deal he been getting. He need to get more of this.
You can't unsmoke that joint, can you?
From Dearborn, Michigan, is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
I think I'm having an overdose at the store with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged, Prilla.
Sorry.
Instead of being charged, the police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, police officials have not commented on the case.
10 secrets marijuana smokers won't tell you. But why, Ralph? I have no idea. They're too busy getting high. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Yeah. Snapchat questions. Someone asked me, can I do another marijuana video? Because I haven't done one in a while. Oh my goodness. Now, I don't smoke marijuana. But I have, growing up, I tried it. And recently I tried 2 weed cookies. Yeah, I didn't even know they were weed cookies. I'll talk about that later. Kind of funny what happened next. Dun, dun, dun. So I'm going to share with you, with my psychology background as a psychologist, but also as an infinite being, some beautiful things about marijuana, but also some things that might get you to look at marijuana in a totally different way. So let's start with the first secret marijuana smokers won't tell you. They won't tell you that, do you know, cannabis, the cannabis plant, is over 6,000 years old. It's been cultivated. Okay, it's one of the oldest crops cultivated by human beings. Now that is fascinating. To think that we've been growing it for 6,000 years. That's a long time. So people have been using it for a long time. In fact, over 5,000 years ago, you had the Emperor Shen Nung, Emperor of China. He wrote in a book how marijuana, the benefits it had, the medicinal qualities of the plant, how it was used to cure PMS, menstrual cramps in women, also diarrhea, constipation, nausea, a whole list of benefits. We can talk about ancient Egypt or Kemet, the Ebers Papyrus, one of the greatest documents documenting all the herbs, how they can be used to help us become our greatest version. Yeah, that talked about marijuana too. So even the ancient Egyptians were getting like super high. That's probably how they built the pyramids. Slow motion that side. Now, it's been around for a long time, but you see, marijuana is illegal in many countries still around the world. And it was actually in 1937 that in the US they had prohibition. Okay, but before then, before 1937 in the US, people were using marijuana as a pain reliever for medicinal purposes. Okay, so marijuana has been used for thousands of years in the Indus Valley, Tibet, Brazil, Peru. I could go on and on and on. All over Africa, people have used this powerful plant to heal themselves. And now all of a sudden it's illegal. I'm sorry. We're sorry about that. It's just illegal. We'll come to why it may be illegal later. In some countries it is legal, for instance, Uruguay and a few other countries, but most of the world, yes, it is still a Schedule 1 drug. You'll get arrested for it. Now, thank goodness in California though, you can actually use it for medical reasons. Now, what's the second secret marijuana smokers won't tell you. They won't tell you about getting high. Now, this is where my weed cookie experience comes in. You see, I was in Venice and with a friend, and someone gave her weed cookies, and then I took them. And I just forgot they were weed cookies, so I ate both of them, just thinking they were cookies. Yeah, I know. I was hungry. I had the munchies. And then I was in Whole Foods, and then it kicked in. I was like, what the hell is happening to me? Because I'd never, ever taken weed cookies. And I was like in Whole Foods, like, where the hell am I? I was asking people for directions. I was feeling really thirsty. Anybody who's taken weed cookies knows what I'm talking about. And then I was like trying to drive home. I couldn't drive home. And then I had to pull over. I went to the hospital, got a big bill. It was a crazy night. But then I woke up and then I said, can I get a hello there? I'm infinite, baby. But marijuana smokers, there is a key ingredient in marijuana called THC. Okay, this is what gives people the high. Now, I got very high and I started to see the world in a different way. Like, it was almost as if reality was dissolving. And a lot of people who smoke marijuana, I know people who smoke marijuana like I eat strawberries. And they ain't even had breakfast yet. They ain't even had breakfast yet, okay? Like, big time. But it gives you that natural high. But you see, a lot of marijuana smokers I know, sometimes we're in a circle in Venice Beach, they will tell you that they don't just use marijuana, the THC element in it, to get high. They use it to connect with their higher selves. Slow motion that side. Okay, so the THC is known for giving people that high, but also it is a wonder ingredient for helping people even with cancer and all kinds of other ailments. We'll come to that later. What's the third secret marijuana smokers won't tell you? Do you know what? Nobody has ever overdosed off marijuana. Now, my weed cookie experience, I thought I was overdosing. I thought, somebody help me. And then I realized, no, that's the moment I was supposed to just chill out, Ralph. Do you know, ancient shamans in Peru have been using marijuana for thousands of years to, once again, connect with their higher selves, but also it takes them into different dimensions, other realities, and no one's ever overdosed. Okay, in ancient Egypt, they also had the lotus flower. In the murky waters, the lotus grew, which also may be one of the reasons why they were so advanced. But we often think that people are going to overdose big time on marijuana, but nobody has ever died from taking marijuana. But if I say tobacco, marijuana, which one do you think is more dangerous? Think about it. Uh-oh. You see, and a lot of people, millions of people, have died from tobacco. So we are programmed to think this marijuana is very dangerous, but in actually, nobody, not even the cat down the road who gets high all the time, has ever died from marijuana. Isn't that something? Okay? And do you know the American Medical Association were actually against prohibition in 1937? Because they actually saw this as a wonder drug, a wonder herb. What's the fourth secret marijuana smokers won't tell you? They won't tell you that marijuana is a natural pain reliever, analgesic, okay? A natural algesic. And that means that it can be used to treat pain. Are you going through something right now that's very painful? Yeah, marijuana can be used to treat it. But also, people who have a lot of chronic pain okay, use marijuana. And in California, scientists have even seen how it has relieved a lot of people with chronic pain. So for a long time, marijuana was used instead of aspirin as a natural pain reliever. Okay, and people have died of aspirin related diseases, okay, off aspirin, but nobody has ever died of marijuana. So it's great for pain relief. Now, the fifth secret marijuana users won't tell you is that, check this out. Cancer. Let's talk about cancer. Cancer. Do you know in 1924, Dr. Otto Warburg said he had the cure for cancer, and he did, because he talked about how cancer was created from a lack of oxygen in the cells, okay? The British Journal of Cancer found that marijuana actually slowed down tumor growth. It inhibited tumor growth. So therefore, marijuana is fantastic for cancer prevention. Right? Lots of people are treating themselves through naturopathic medicine with cannabis, and it's helping them heal from cancer. Isn't that something? What's the sixth secret marijuana smokers won't tell you? They won't tell you that marijuana, the reason why they smoke it a lot, is because it's safer than alcohol. How drunk did you get last night? Look, they know that once again, nobody dies from marijuana. Okay, now, let me give you the psychology of counseling people who take marijuana. There are some side effects, though. And they are, some people say they have paranoia. Let's dive into it, okay? Reduce dopamine levels. That's why some people say you're a pothead, you're lazy, da 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 da. Okay? But the benefits definitely outweigh the negatives, and I definitely feel each case is different. Maybe you can enlighten me on that. Because once again, I don't smoke marijuana. I need you guys who are always smoking in wherever you're smoking. I won't show your location out. Yeah, okay. But once again, some people do experience paranoia and forgetfulness. But the paradox of that is that marijuana has been found by scientists in California to actually treat Alzheimer's. Okay? But marijuana is safer than alcohol. In 2012, 3.3 million people died of alcohol-related diseases. Okay? So, it's safe, but there are side effects. Safe side effects. That works. What's the seventh secret marijuana smokers won't tell you? They won't tell you this, that hemp, the hemp plant, can be used for practically anything. Do you know it was like the first kind of paper? The textiles industry. Hemp seeds. 7-day vegan challenge, packed full of protein, a complete source of protein. But hemp is responsible for over 25,000 products out there. Anything you can think of, hemp made it. From building materials. Yeah, it goes on and on and on and on. So hemp is part of the cannabis family, and hemp is amazing. Okay, like amazing. What's the eighth secret cannabis users won't tell you? They won't tell you that cannabis helps people with seizures. Okay, now it is an anti-spasmodic herb, right? It produces anti-spasmodic qualities. That's why people who have a lot of seizures, they take marijuana. It's a muscle relaxant. So they're a lot calmer and it actually helps them. Okay? What's the ninth secret marijuana smokers won't tell you? They won't tell you. I used to work with people with ADHD, ADD, and do you know what? They were given, we would administer to them Ritalin, okay? And I could talk about Ritalin and what it actually does, the side effects, which aren't too good at all. But you see, cannabis is actually a natural alternative to Ritalin, and it can actually be used, can be used to treat people with ADHD, ADD, and I just feel these are all labels anyway, but it can be used as an alternative to Ritalin. And what's the 10th secret cannabis users won't tell you? They won't tell you that they just feel amazing, a lot of them, when they smoke it. They feel like their ego is dissolving. Now, in our society, we have created so many rigid laws based around separation. And a lot of cannabis users won't tell you when they smoke it, when they use it as a, when they ingest it, any way they consume it, okay, it's almost as if their ego dissolves. Now, my short experience on those two weed cookies, I was like, who the hell am I? Sometimes you can probably see these memes of people who smoke a lot of marijuana. They just want to hug people, right? And that's probably why it's illegal, because it's so beneficial. Now, as I see it, you got to do your own research. Like my weed cookie experience wasn't the best. So I would never say, okay, just go and smoke marijuana, go and take a lot of weed cookies. You got to know why you're doing it. And for some people, it's going to help. But for me, I get on a natural high every single day. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. At the same time, I definitely realize how beneficial cannabis is, the hemp plant, marijuana, because it's been used for thousands of years. And the science is there that it cures so many ailments. We can even talk about multiple sclerosis. Okay, we can talk about glaucoma. Once again, the intraocular pressure, it reduces it. You want me to break down the science? We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So why might it be illegal? You see, the pharmaceutical industry is a big business. And can you imagine if everyone started hugging each other? And if it was made legal, a lot of people might start seeing reality in a whole different way. Okay, so you always got to do your own research and ask yourself, should I be taking this? Will it help me become my greatest version? I say that God's pharmacy, the universe's pharmacy, whatever you want to call it, the forces pharmacy is in nature, but also in your body. A bonus one for you. Oh, we ain't finished yet, baby. Do you know that our body produces natural cannabinoids? Once again, that ingredient found in marijuana, but also it has its own endocannabinoid system. Isn't that fantastic? So it's almost as if we have our own pharmacy in our body. Slow motion that side. That is incredible. So once again, our body mimics nature. Anything, any herb out there, our body can practically produce. It's all in us. So what I always love to say is that through meditation, I'm getting on that natural high, baby, and it feels fantastic. So once again, well, I said that pretty fast, right? So let's slow it down, baby, because this is about marijuana. So, once again, have a beautiful day. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Getting high off the good ass prana. We're out here. We're in nature. You're amazing. I'm amazing. And the marijuana plants are amazing. I reckon so.
I've never heard it more eloquently put.
We sure are in a weird place in this country, aren't we? A weird, weird place.
Okay, let's quit with the flexing. I'm axing. How's about just kicking back and relaxing? I'm done with the construction, filled with that concoction. Say what the hell and kill a few brain cells. And it's swell, cause just as well, I'm in the mood to hit the two fields at the brim with the dude that be sending us to never, never land. I never, ever had the spliff that I couldn't handle. The vandal, lit up with my candle, getting pretty mangled. In my seven leaf poison, and then I pause and feel the effects of the my name is Watkin. What can be better than this be? I'm feeling doopy, 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 doopy. So just pump the magic and drag on. Pump the magic and drag on. Pump the magic and drag on. Pump the magic.
Just call me the Baker Man, cause I bake all day. It to the left, then it comes back my way, then I sway. But you know I never stumble, cause B is back, and I don't mean no bumble. I mean the baker B, the one who's on the rise, baking that till I got them Chinese eyes. Cause the papa needs his spinach, I need my weed. Remove that seed, then I'm ready indeed. So jump on that bus like Reeves in Speed, cause every man has one basic need. So let's use that seed like the good Lord instructed. Don't fret about the pigs, cause they all corrupted. And once I get baked, baked like a cake, I'm just like a king, and that's when I sing.
Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic. It's just one of those days that I'm feeling kinda lazy. Time to hit the crazy stuff that makes everything hazy. Puff it up, I can handle, but I'm not bragging. I'm puffing out smoke like Puff that magic dragon. That sagging expression on my mug caused by that funky drug that gives me that I don't give a f- attitude. I'm the dude with the dupe, and like B, I'm in the mood. So back up, punk, I wanna jack up. I'm Mr. Farm Animal with the gun, hates it. Mr. Farm Animal confiscates it, and I get nailed for possession. Piggy starts stressing, time to learn my lesson, but I still
puff that magic, then I drag it on. Strong, taking hits like King Kong. Boom, nothing boom. Wrong when I'm blunted to the max jack. With the big swazzy heads in my backpack, ready to roll in more ways than one chunk. Strolling, sagging, dragging on as I puff another weedy. And the pigs roll up, they're looking pretty seedy. So I make like Speedy and I jet, never getting wet from the Mac tech that those pigs in blue be packing. Mackin' as if they were the king. But they know who bears a mother middle ring. Let me sing.
Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic and drag on. Pop the magic and drag on, yeah. Pop it up, pop it up.
Now, go find the others.com.
It's been a tough year, you guys. It really has. We lost a lot of people. Willy Wonka, Prince, Ziggy Stardust. Who else? Alan Thicke, one of my TV dads. It's been tough. Obviously, the election was hard on a lot of people. Turned brother against brother. People lost a lot of Facebook friends, you guys. It's serial. People lost a lot of Facebook friends. But in these tough times, it's important to remember the good things. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. You got to step back. You got to look at the good things once in a while. You know, otherwise, everyone will commit suicide. You can't have that. You got to look at occasional good moments. It's important to step back and see these things and realize life ain't that bad.